poll, half believe Biden should be more vocal in supporting Chinese protesters. By Hannah Blow on December 9, 2022. Just under 50% of Americans believe President Joe Biden should be more vocal in supporting the citizen-led protests in China. A Convention of States Action/Trafalgar Group survey released Tuesday found. The survey asked, "Do you think President Biden should be more vocal in his support for citizen-led protests in China?" Almost half, 49.5%, said yes. Biden should be more vocal, while 30.7% said they are not sure, followed by 19.8% who said no. Half of Democrats, 50.2%, remain unsure. But most Republicans and independents, 70.8% and 53.2%, respectively, believe Biden should be more vocal on the matter. The survey, taken November 30 to December 3, 2022, among 1,085 likely general election voters, has a +2.9% margin of error. The survey follows weeks of what the Associated Press described as the greatest show of public dissent against the ruling Communist Party in decades, spurred by the totalitarian regime's zero-COVID policy. This harsh management of the virus includes stays in dirty quarantine camps, police brutality, starvation, and lack of access to health care in the name of protecting citizens from the virus, as Breitbart News reported. Critics of the authoritarian regime in the United States, however, have pointed out that the communist leaders are simply using the virus to advance their oppressive goals, continually violating people's liberties. This zero-COVID policy is draconian and violates people's liberties, and it is completely unscientific. And the people of China are right to be able to speak out in protest against what the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, is doing, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., remarked last month. Zero COVID is really just a pretext for them to do what they want to do anyways, and that is not a model that can work over the long term, he added. The people in China are finally speaking out against it. The Chinese Communist Party, CCP, in the wake of criticisms from around the globe, including the World Health Organization, WHO, is attempting to convince the world that it is easing up on its zero COVID policies, teasing an end to the mass lockdowns. As Breitbart News reported, the Chinese Communist Party initially responded to international media becoming aware of the protests by insisting that lockdowns and quarantine camps were necessary and that it would never lie flat, a derisive term it uses for countries that have mostly abandoned using the pandemic to violate the civil rights of its citizens, such as America. By Thursday, however, the state-run Global Times publication was declaring an end to large-scale lockdowns. On Sunday, WHO's Global Times commentator Hu Zijin publication The Global Times reported, citing the Communist Party, that at least a dozen cities across China were preparing to ease lockdowns, testing requirements, and other civil rights violations. The newspaper insisted the alleged easing of restrictions was merely symbolic and not intended as a move towards lying flat. Those measures, seen as symbolic moves to ease the burden on community management and relieve the already strained public health care resources, should not be viewed as lying flat in China's Chinese coronavirus battle, the state propaganda outlet proclaimed, or suddenly opening by loosening all Chinese coronavirus restrictions, some public health experts told the Global Times on Sunday. Notably, China at one point claimed not to have had a single coronavirus death for 6 months, yet CCP officials have continued to impose harsh tactics, including house arrest, family separation, and quarantine camps, in the name of public safety.